This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Live from the dungeon.
Just when you thought it was safe to put on a podcast, the legend continues. Place to Be Nation presents Freak Out Drive-In with Jennifer Smith.
My weapon is large for bodies, I'm strapped for battle. My soul is in the crossroads and highs fulfilling. Somewhere deep inside the spirit to rise the killer. I'm too distant to talk, my vicious assault is inflicted in parts to slit you a stick in your heart. I got nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Only way I'm dying is up.
Hi, welcome to Freak Out Drive-In. My name is Jennifer Smith. This is the 7th episode of this wonderful and delightful show. And tonight, we're going to watch Suburban Commando from 1991. All right, I'll just say it. Like, this is technically not a horror movie, although my guest, Mr. Justin Rosero, tries to tell me that it is, and really I think it was just his excuse to get me to watch this movie. So I fell for it. But anyway, I do think that it falls into the drive-in genre, I think, because it feels like a B sci-fi movie for the most part, when some questionable quote-unquote horror aspects. But nevertheless, it was a fun watch. It was a quick watch. I just want to mention real quick that we watched it on Vudu for free. There were like 3 or 4 commercial breaks, so you can catch it on there. Don't do what I did, which is like type in half of the word suburban and then pick the first movie that comes up, not really paying attention, and then start the podcast. And Justin was watching Suburban Commando and I was watching another movie. You'll hear us like at the beginning where I fucked up, but anyway, it came good anyway. this movie is just, you know, it's Hulk Hogan, it's Christopher Lloyd, it's the 90s, and it's something else, much like my guest. So I hope you like it. Enjoy. All right, Justin, we're going to watch Suburban Commando.
Yes, we are.
For real this time.
I'm so excited. Started over again. But now we're watching the same thing.
Yes, we are.
So I told you when you asked me to do the show what a pussy I was about scary movies. So we were trying to think of one that like wasn't too scary. And we had settled on Beetlejuice originally. But my issue with Beetlejuice is I haven't seen it like in forever, and I didn't think I could add much, like from either an enthusiasm point of view or from a knowledge point of view.
Plus, you'd be like really scared the whole time, probably.
Correct. I don't want to be nervous, worried that something gross is going to happen. So you told me that it is usual protocol for your guests to choose the movie. So I picked Suburban Commando because I love it. I've seen it a million times. I know it inside and out. And it has like some monsters and alien stuff in it, as you'll see. So it's a little scary. I could see it being scary for like a 10-year-old in 1991.
A lot of 10-year-olds listen to this show, so that works out.
Correct. All right. So this guy that you're seeing right now, this is General Suter. He's the big bad. And he's played by this actor, William Ball, who died before the movie came out. So this is like his final thing. It's his lasting legacy.
Did they put it on his tombstone?
They should have. He passed away on July 30th, 91. And this movie came out on October 4th, 91. So what I love about this movie is the sneaky good cast. And they're all like hamming it up with a lot of gravitas. I don't know if... Ready? Watch this moment right here. Ready? Here's the alarms and... Ramsey. That's like the greatest like zoom in of all time right there. That look to the left. But no, it's like a sneaky good cast, and they're all really, they like play it up. It's so over the top. It's super cheesy and awful, but, and like the grass, as you can see, like the effects are like real bad, but it's whatever. It's great. It's Hulk Hogan's best movie.
It looks like a Star Wars ripoff right now.
Oh, yeah. It definitely starts that way.
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll see where it heads soon. So here's Ramsay. He's our hero, Chef Ramsay.
Oh, Lord.
And he's just battering all the foot soldiers.
What?
It's very much like just an early 90s. This is what the future is going to look like. You know, this guy in his big metal
garb. Looks like Spaceballs.
Correct. Yeah, basically. And I mean, what I like about it too is it's a bit self-aware. You know what I mean? Like, I think they know it's goofy. Like, it's how it's played. So here he is. He's coming to fuck up General Souter.
What was Hulk Hogan doing, like, in real life at this point?
Wrestling.
Yeah, well, duh. But, like, where?
All right. So he was in the WWF. He had actually just won the world title back at WrestleMania 7 from Sergeant Slaughter. So he had left. In 1990, they had the earthquake. When Earthquake really kind of got ramped up, he squashed Hogan and put him out for, like, the summer. And that is when I first had started watching wrestling. That's one of the first real things I saw was Earthquake hurting him. And it was during that layoff is when he went to film this movie in 1990.
Okay.
And now you're going to get your first shot that something's a little off with Souter here, because this guy chopped his hand off with a metal card of some sort.
Wow, I like that effect.
See? See, it's a little alien kind of stuff in here, right?
A little creepy.
All right, very good. I'm trying to think of this guy's name. It's like Hashimoto or something.
Menacing.
He's very menacing. He's also flying through the air. So as he's flying, he's planting these bombs.
I see that.
Along the thing, so. Yeah, so anyway, I remember at the time I really wanted to go see this, like, for my birthday, like, take a bunch of friends, and it just never happened. So I never actually ended up seeing it in the theater, but I'm pretty sure I rented it, like, as soon as it hit video stores.
And so is it like a yearly tradition watch, or you just...
Whenever it's on.
Yeah, just see it and watch it.
Yeah, me and my buddy Don, co-host of the somewhat dormant Dadcast. Him and I probably watched it together.
I remember that show.
Him and I probably watched it together the most. So we both have it memorized. Like when I lived in Connecticut, or whenever he'd stay over pre-kids, we'd drink and put this on and laugh at the nonsense. It used to air more. Like, I'm hoping it airs again soon so I can put it on my DVR. Because when I had Verizon in the past, it was on HBO a bunch and I DVR'd it. So it was kind of one of my go-to, like, whatever, just throw it on in the background movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we should announce that we're watching this on Vudu, free with ads. So if anyone wants to follow along.
I like this effect here with him talking to the guy in the window. That looks pretty good.
Yeah. This is his boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's not happy about Galactic Narc duty.
What is his goal here? What does he do? What is his thing?
He's a, just like a protector of the universe. Yeah, basically. Yep. He just goes around to the different, universes and saves people. Intergalactic despot General Souter is who William Ball was. And this is an interstellar warrior, Shep Ramsay. His boss is not happy, though, because he let President Hashina die. He said he was lazy. He's stressed out.
He's not stressed out.
Need to smash
the
ship.
So is he sending him to Earth for some R&R?
Basically, yeah. Well, he's saying the nearest place, and find a power source, recharge everything, and that's Earth is the nearest. So yes, he's going to Earth for some R&R, and that's where the hijinks really begin. Because of course he knows nothing about Earthlings, even though he clearly looks like one.
Yes,
and speaks English. That always, like, confounded me about these types of movies.
Yeah.
Especially, like, ones to, like, set, like, in ancient time, you know? Like, are they speak English? But whatever. I guess maybe we're just hearing it. They speak some, maybe, like, multi-languages, and we just hear it in English. Because they're so
You're
advanced.
Right. That's exactly how that
That's
works.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got 6 weeks on Earth.
I like these computer graphics.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1991, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
Pretty on point.
Earthlings. I hate Earthlings.
He hates them. And here we go. Now, I would argue this is better than Back to the Future as far as Christopher Lloyd vehicles go.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe.
A bold statement.
Yeah, we'll see. But here he is. So he's like a tinkerer in his free time. And the kids are like the stereotypical 90s kids. Like, look at her. That's like the stereotypical. She's got the baggy sweatshirt and the.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I looked exactly like that.
Blown out hair. I wonder if that girl grew up to do podcasts as well.
Well, she did. Everybody has a podcast.
So. That's true. She probably does have one about Suburban Commando, I bet.
Yeah, she probably does.
So his workshop is in this separate... This plays a role later, so pay attention. His workshop is in this like separate annex off his house, the shed or whatever it is. And Shelley Duvall, Olive Oil herself, is in this. So, like I said, it's a stacked cast.
Machi Machi?
I don't know.
No? But she's got like a... rose in her hair.
Yeah.
Like a velvet rose scrunchie.
The big bun. And the big baggy sweater. I always like this movie that, I guess this is Christopher Lloyd in general, but especially in this movie, he always looks like he's heavily sweating.
Well, he's got that suit on.
I don't know if he was just like hungover every morning or what.
But he was just welding, so that's probably got
But you'll see it. Every scene he looks exasperated and sweating. Like it's...
He's on coke, right? Sure.
So his whole thing is he's hesitant to ask for a raise, and Shelley wants him to. I got issues with Shelley throughout this movie that we're going to talk about, though.
Okay, good.
So he's a...
What does he do?
He's like a... I don't know if he's like an architect or like a city planner of some sort.
Mm.
Something to do with drafts of buildings. So he might be an And her, now, I believe she was in... Isn't that the woman from Perfect Strangers?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember much about Perfect Strangers.
I think it is. I'm trying to figure out. She's not listed on the main cast on Wikipedia, but I thought that was her. So anyway, here we go. Here's Larry Miller as Adrian T. Belts, the boss. And he's such a glorious douchebag in this movie.
Yeah. Isn't he in all of his movies?
Oh, he's so good. Well, in New Year's Eve, he wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's true.
But here, he's a grade A dick in this one.
Well, wasn't he the dad in 10 Things I Hate About You?
I believe so, yeah. He's in everything. I mean,
yeah.
Doorman in Seinfeld. This is like one of my favorite roles of his. Yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You, Nutty Professor, Best in Show, Princess Diary. I mean, he's just like in everything. A million movies. Get Smart, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah, I remember him in Pretty Woman.
His next movie after this was Frankenstein, The College Years.
Did you see that one, or was it too scary?
Too scary. I don't like monsters. But before this, he was in Necessary Roughness.
All right, so does he sack up and ask for a raise?
We'll see, but I do like how he's like, he flips through these, like, the porn mags. Like, he, like, whisks it away, like, and they're in awe. And, like, Larry Miller's got, like, a clear boner. But he's like, the perfect 90s, like, smarmy talker guy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he's like, he's a sweet talker. He's talking him out of asking for the raise, basically. And he even says he's sweating the details. He's constantly fucking sweating. Have you seen any Hulk Hogan movies? No Holds Barred.
No, I don't think so.
Mr. Nanny.
No.
Santa with Muscles.
No, although Nick Duke has been threatening the group chat with that.
Thunder in Paradise?
No.
Yeah, you're way behind. I have Thunder in Paradise on VHS in the actual clamshell.
Wow, what does that go for these days?
whatever I paid for it in fucking 1995, I'm sure. I think I bought it like when a video store was going out of business or whatever. I just like went in there and bought it.
Do you think it's worth my time to watch... Hulk Hogan movies or wrestling matches?
Wrestling matches are superior.
Okay, so I'm going to just stick with that, probably.
And we have a lot of good 90s casual racism here. With Adrian T. Belts. So, basically, he's trying to make a business deal with the Japanese, and he takes full credit for...
Of course.
Christopher
Lloyd.
Like
all good bosses
do. Charlie Wilcox. Look at him. Look how sweaty he is.
That's rough. Poor guy.
And fucking Balky, Miss Balky over here is giving him a shit. Actually, I think she was with Larry. I guess we're getting
an ad. He looks like he needs to get laid.
Looks like we're getting an ad, so if anyone else is watching, not on Vudu. Pause there. You have an ad too?
No, I do not have an ad
Okay,
yet.
Pause it then.
Okay.
It says I have three ads. while we're paused, while I'm paused, I'm going to try and find out who was married to. I think it was this chick, Melanie Wilson. Let me see.
You know, it's like, can you do a live watch without IMDb up or Wikipedia?
Well, no, especially for little-known movies from 1991.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to know everything about this movie, right?
I do. So it's not her. It looks just like her. But it's not. She was on Perfect Strangers and a few other things, and that's it. Mainly TGIF shows. That's pretty much the extent of her work. God, I really thought it was her.
I mean, you make all your money on those shows, and then you don't have to work anymore.
So I don't know who this... Let me go to IMDb. I'm trying to figure out who plays the secretary now, because maybe I'm just thinking of someone else. I got one more ad.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, hang on. Yeah, one more of 20 seconds, so be prepared. Dollar Shave Club.
So, how many times have you seen this movie, do you think?
I don't know if I can even count, honestly. I mean, probably 100, at least.
Wow. Is it your most viewed movie?
No, I don't know if it's 100, but it's like in the 50s, probably. Get ready, we're coming back, and probably all it's right up there. Loading, 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 and again, the spaceship just about to crash into this building.
Okay.
Okay. And down it goes.
There we go.
Down into the abyss of this disco hall. Full cast. Margie. Oh, here. Joanne Dearing plays Margie, the secretary.
I think somebody should cosplay this at WrestleMania.
Suburban Commando?
Mm-hmm.
Like him? In this outfit?
Yeah.
It's kind of pushing it.
Think? Why?
She was in Chud 2, Bud the Chud.
Is that a porn?
So, this is a old like disco hall that he's crashed into, and he's disgusted by this disco music.
Well, he should be.
Earthlings. Only earthlings would come up with this stupidity. So that's it. He shuts it down, tears out some wires. So he's not happy. He's very grumpy to be on Earth, Hulk Hogan. What do you think of these cars?
These cars are ridiculous.
They're like all from, I guess, yeah, like the early 80s.
His is super tiny, and he's a big dude, like tall. It looks uncomfortable.
I'm guessing that's the point. Like, he's supposed to really be portrayed as, like, just this real fucking loser that catches no breaks. Yeah, so like, he's even got this pathetic little car that he drives around in.
Yeah, that's working as far as that's going. Is that a Geo Metro?
Maybe.
I drove a Geo Metro in high school.
Did it?
So, yeah, that looks familiar.
Look like that. The most ridiculous car I've ever been in was when me and the cowboy had this fiasco getting down to Dallas for WrestleMania 32. We had to keep switching what airport we were landing in, and we had canceled our reservation, and we ended up in a Yaris. Have you seen a Yaris?
Yeah.
So me and him were driving around in this fucking thing. And, like, in Texas, of course, everyone has, like, giant pickup trucks. So at the hotel, I have a picture where, like, we literally were, like, less than half of the pickup truck, the length of the Yaris.
I can't imagine that customer service rep had a good day with you.
Oh, we were just trying to get to the tailgate, honestly. So I was like, whatever, just get the car and get out. All right, so he's walking through like Main Street here in the city center. And everyone's just like, look at this fucking guy. An RC Cola machine, which is identical to the one that was at this gas station when I lived in Connecticut that I'd stop at every now and then. Did you like Tab or RC better?
RC, for sure. I'm Southern, so yeah.
Those are the two my grandfather always drank. RC and Tab were in his fridge all times.
I don't know that I've ever had Tab.
That's all right. It was like a flat Coke.
That's what it tasted like. Gross. No, thanks.
Yeah.
Do they even make it anymore?
No, I don't think so. I've never seen it. It's like when I did my research looking for Ramblin' Root Beer at that time. I found it. I think you can like special order it. So this guy left his dog in the car, and Hulk Hogan's not happy because all creatures are equal to him. Except for Earthlings. I do enjoy the fact that this guy who's like a construction worker, like biker guy, sitting at an outdoor Italian fancy restaurant.
Right, like yeah. Plate of ziti. Weird. Oh, he switched. Oh, nice.
Left him naked baking in the car.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did that outfit go?
Hogan's? It's in the bag.
Okay.
Because the big metal breastplates are easy to tuck into a duffel bag.
Oh, his hair.
The song under this is great, by the way. I'll have to play it for you after. Almost like paradise.
Just sing it after.
I'm going to play it. We'll play it to end the show.
All right.
Oh, so nice. It's very 90s, though. Just like kids riding their bikes. Everyone's just kind of out and about. No worry of terrorism.
Those were the days, weren't they?
So this guy's great.
Who was this? Conrad Thompson?
Right, yeah. Conrad and his boys working on their hot rods. So, again, just proving that Charlie's just a loser that constantly gets bullied.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are...
He's got a sunroof on that little car.
It's awful. It's an awful car. It's not even clean. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, all right, I don't want to pay for the car washer because we're tight on money, but you can get a hose. And this fucking guy. Here we go.
Hose costs money, too.
Asshole didn't even stop. Charlie's not happy. Sweating again from diving in the car. And now we're about to get another great character here. Hope you're ready for the Colonel.
Colonel Robert Parker?
I wish. This guy doesn't have as big of a dick. No, this is Colonel Dustin Dusty McGowell.
Jesus.
Here he is.
Has he got a fucking Jeep in his front yard?
He's sitting in a busted up Jeep that's also like a plant holder, and he's just drinking fucking whiskey. It just rips straw. Look at him. Look at this fucking guy.
That's how I drink whiskey, too.
Sloshing it around.
Yeah.
Like a slob.
Poor guy. He's having a rough day. Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, his day's looking up.
Here we go. Here comes Shelly off.
She got one of them butter faces, you know?
Yeah. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Her name is Jenny, by the way, if you haven't picked up on that yet.
Yes, I did notice that.
Jenny Wilcox. Who sits at home and watches Jenny. That sounds like your porn name for sure.
Jenny Wilcox.
That's true. Jenny Wilcox.
She wearing a wig. That's nice.
Yes, Dr. Ruth.
She's trying to get some action.
She is, and then she's getting shut down by her husband. So.
It's rough, man.
Yeah. Standard.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Ruth told her to wear a wig and be sexy, and Charlie's just having a horrible day.
He can't get it up. I mean,
doesn't want a BJ from olive oil.
Mm-mm. He's just gonna go work in his shed.
He's gonna go bang out his aggression with his tools.
Get some shit going.
But I saw a hose hanging on the fucking side of the house. By the way, but look at this. His shed has been converted. Now, here's my one issue with this movie, one of many. When did she have the time in this one day to completely convert the shed that was a tool shop? It wasn't like it was just an empty shed into an apartment by herself.
100% she had all that stuff like bought in the garage just waiting for this day.
You think so?
To take over his shit. And
I mean, she put together a bed. She installed an air conditioning unit. Yes.
I mean, women, when they
curtains.
Want something, you know, they will be pretty relentless.
And she also got all those tools shoved in this closet.
Right.
Give me a fucking break. And if you're that worried about money, go get a job. Her kids are not even that young. You know?
So his one refuge has been taken away from him. And
that's
he's going to lose it.
He is not happy. He's storming through with his milk. He's about to snap. The answer to all their problems has arrived.
Ramsey. Obviously.
Ramsey. By the way, you'll never find a greater moment or take than General Souter saying Ramsey. It's the best single shot of any actor ever.
In the history of film?
Yes. Yes.
Over Rocky.
All Yeah, I'd say overrocking. Do you like this house?
You know, it looks pretty nice. I'm not one for wallpaper, but
it is the 90s.
It's just in that one room.
So this is the son is Michael Faustino. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
He's the brother of David Faustino. Do you know who that is?
No, I do not.
He was Bud Bundy on...
Ah, okay, yes.
Married with Children.
Gotcha.
I don't know the daughter, though. I don't think she's anyone. Laura Mooney.
So they were doing the Airbnb thing before that yes. was a thing. Yeah, they're ahead of their time.
And they believe
the floors look nice in there.
They believe that this idiot's from fucking France. Like he's still in them. Christopher Lloyd's still sweating. So is that like some sort of corned beef?
I think so. Or roast beef.
Hmm. Well, that beef had to get eaten by someone. Charlie wasn't doing it.
Mm-mm. The wife was trying to, but yeah. She got shut down.
Yeah. That was the joke, Jenny. The beef was her vagina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, the beef could be something else.
Yeah. Jenny Wilcox. All right, so he's spying, which is not a good idea to do on a giant
it's really
roided up man.
With a bunch of weapons.
That light is an uncharacteristic shade of yellow. Do you agree?
The one outside or inside?
Outside.
Yes.
He's hiding all his guns under the bed. We know who he voted for. Not taking his guns away.
I don't think that if you rent an apartment, you get just like unprecedented access to the house.
Oh, he's not. Uh-oh.
I'm saying... Yeah, like Hulk left. Where did he go?
No, he's going out.
Okay.
I don't think unprecedented was the right word there, by the way.
No, it wasn't, but you know, yes. You could just pretend like I said the right word, like all my other guests do.
Not all your other guests are me.
Yeah, this is true.
So, he's got this gun.
It looks pretty cool.
I mean, it looks like plastic, but he just shot a laser through the fucking... Like so, yes, he shot a laser through the lamp. It went through the wall.
In a perfect square. Oh, shit.
And he lit up Conrad's hot rod. But that flare, traceable power source.
Put him on the map. Oh, who are these fucks?
Do you recognize either of these guys?
Let me see.
These are the bounty hunters. General Suter's shipping them down to Earth. I love that drawing of Hogan. Do you know who that one bounty hunter is?
No.
You should. He's also a wrestler.
Well, I didn't get a good look.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you then. We'll see.
All right. See if I can guess.
The music. I like the score in this movie, too. I don't know who did the music, but it's pretty entertaining. Dun, 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 dun.
Which one should I know? The left or the right?
The right. The red hair. David Michael Frank did the music. Nothing?
Oh, I got a commercial.
Okay, I'll pause. Oh, no, I'm going to commercial too. Never mind. All
right.
Add one of one. Do you only have one ad?
Yes, one ad.
St. Jude?
No, actually, it's a movie that I wanted to see when it came out, and it is called... something that is going to tell me in a minute. I forgot the name of it.
Okay.
Bad Times at the El Royale.
All right, I'm back. Are you back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are you at? Is he shaving?
Yeah, he's brushing his teeth. Or, yeah, shaving.
Okay. He's, again, trying to hype himself up. Darth Vader name drop.
Yep. He's not wrong. He can handle it.
God, I can't imagine what it's like to have to shave every day like that.
Yeah, he should just grow a beard.
Like a man. That's why he's such a pussy.
Because he doesn't have a beard. And he sweats too much.
He's a sweaty, non-bearded man. Here's Hulk working out with his fucking power tools. Mr. Ramsey.
I feel like I'm going to catch a lot of shit about this not being a horror movie. But...
There's horror parts coming, all right?
Okay.
What do you think of the name Shep Ramsey? That's pretty horrific.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Actually, Ramsey's a good name for, like, to angrily say stuff, but Shep is a little tough. It's such a 90s refrigerator.
I mean, it's no Jenny Wilcox, huh?
No, that alone is a great name. Good enough to make this worth watching.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
And Jenny Wilcox is screaming. Here comes Hulk for the save. What do you think that all pink shoot
right there? Hot.
Yeah.
She's going to get turned on by that.
Yeah. Marsha. Marsha Warfield. Did you ever watch that?
No.
That was during the big rash of, like, everyone gets a talk show during the day.
Like Ricky Lake and whatnot.
All of them. So this is just more hijinks of Shep trying to get accustomed to the oddity of Earth. I wonder where he had that knife. In his sweatpants?
Oh, he is wearing sweatpants. this might kill my sweatpants fetish.
Yeah? I don't know if it would enhance it.
He's
not much of a bulge for such a big guy, I'll say that.
Yes, that's also what I was thinking.
So he's just like in a flurry of bullshit here.
Yeah.
He's all thrown off. The mailman, and then the paper boy.
Threats everywhere, these fucking earthlings.
That is a ginormous mail slot, by the way.
Well, some slots are bigger than others.
That's true. Jenny Wilcox has a big slot.
Yep.
This is how you know it's early 90s. Because they're skateboarding and wearing bandanas.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely a kid you'd see, like, in a Pizza Hut commercial. I keep thinking that's a Make America Great Again hat. Do you agree?
What?
I keep thinking that's a MAGA hat that this Michael Falcino has on.
What does it say?
I don't know. You think Donald Trump was watching this movie with Vince, and he said, oh, that's a great idea for a hat.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know what it says. Do you like Shep's braid? That's how you know he's from space.
Face braid.
You know, he's exotic.
Yeah.
Kids are mocking him.
A bunch of little shits. Oh, fuck you and your skateboard, little kid.
Off to
space.
Space
skateboard now.
And here's the coronal.
Oh, shit. This ought to go well. What's he drinking there?
I don't know. Wild turkey? That's my guess.
I don't know.
Nip blonde first class.
He's got a beard like a man.
He does. And he also has crooked eyes like Shawn Michaels.
Yes. I knew you were going to say that. Are you looking at old man?
No, they're boys, though. Military guys.
Mm.
Healthy respect. Here we go. Charlie in a shitbox. Fucking Hyundai. What the hell this thing is.
I really need to know what kind of car this is.
I like, how does he always end up at the light with the same people?
Yeah, the same, yeah. Well, the commute, you know.
I guess. They all just leave it the
same.
And
this old lady in her convertible, she's getting it.
She torches them every time. They don't really frame this well, though. Like, is he just afraid to go? I guess, like, he's afraid to run the yellow light. But he always backs up. Like, just...
He can't break the rules.
But you already threw it. Like, you're already there.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You backed way up.
That's more dangerous than running the light.
So now we're just trading war stories. The Colonel and Hulk. So the Butterface thing with Shelly, like, not much of an ass either on her.
Right.
Just a beanpole.
Are you an ass man?
Prefer the fat bottom girls, yeah.
Maybe we should use that song.
Yeah. I got a great story about that song. I don't know if I ever told this on air. I feel like maybe Jeff and I did. But so my buddy John, who's like, he's just the man with everything. But his wife threw him like a big surprise 30th birthday party. And she is a full-figured gal.
Right.
So we're sitting at the party. We're all like in his living room. It's a great time. Like, she threw a real nice party for him. And he's like, and Fat Bottom Girls comes on. And he's like, oh, Kerry, that song always reminds me of you. And everyone just, like, stops. Like, it's real awkward. And she's like, why? Because I'm, like, fat? And he's like, no, I thought it was that bottom girl. We're like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, what? So it was like in the middle of his 30th birthday party that she threw this huge surprise party, just like in front of like all his friends. It's like, like, I mean, I would just say like, oh, I just like your ass. Like, why would you even say that bottom?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that's even worse. Like, what does that even mean?
He panicked. He froze. You know,
it was awful.
Well, he didn't get any birthday love that night.
Oh, that was great. It was an iconic moment.
Bless his heart.
So Hogan dinged the hot rods here. I'm moving them for Charlie. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, like, you can beat me up and do all this stuff. And he's like, fuck no. We're going to sue you.
This guy is Conrad.
Yeah, look at him. Fat fucking big baby. How do you get all that grease on your face?
You have it on your hand and you wipe your face.
I mean, that's what the rag is for, isn't it?
Mm. Well, it's dirty as fuck, too.
He's got those jeans, like, painted on him, his fat ass. Everyone's sweating in this movie.
When was it filmed? July?
Yeah, it was, because it was
this
summer of 90.
This got the sweatshirt on. Uh-oh.
How did Michael Faustino not hear?
Yeah.
That car coming. And also, what's Christopher Lloyd doing? Like, he didn't even run. He was just, like, standing there about to watch his son get mowed down by a car. Like, I mean, I'm not Hulk Hogan, but I'd like to think I'd dive into the road, you know?
Well, you know, sometimes fear, like, plants you.
And I guess that's his character trait, right? Is that he's crippled by fear or anything he does.
Oh, shit, he's going to chase him on foot? What is on the top of this car?
I think it's, like, surfboards.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm assuming we're in, like, California.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if it says it anywhere.
Rad. Oh, shit.
And how was Charlie able to catch up that quickly? Come on. He couldn't run into the street to save his son, but he fucking hustled over here across the street.
Well, a dude was lifting a car. He wanted to see that. Oh, but now it's upside down. We didn't get to see that part.
Yeah. Shep's going to have all kinds of lawsuits tossed his way. Giant pussy. Almost killed your son. Guess we won't be seeing that.
Would you do that? Would you chase the car down? And?
Yeah, I'd try.
Yeah.
And then I'd sue him because it's the 90s.
Then they sue you for beating him up.
This chocolate cake looks so good. I want it every time I see this movie. I'll give Shelly that. She may not have that bottom, but she's got...
She makes up for it.
Hella cake skills. I didn't even see him cut that thing. He just ripped the piece off.
That's how you eat cake.
Charlie's so cucked. Look at her. She's like, take a picture, Charlie. Okay.
Well, you have to tell men to do things constantly or it won't get done.
That's true. Look at that fucking picture. Okay. It's a fucking Hallmark card right there.
Why? Yeah, they're just all so enamored of him now.
Yeah, well, he saved his son's life. Wouldn't you be? You want to make him a cake if he saved your son's life?
Yeah, I'll probably do some things like that.
If Charlie was going to like follow this guy secretly, would you wear a bright purple polo shirt?
He doesn't know.
It's a punch bug yellow. This poor lady just got her purse thieved. Defted.
Stolen.
But Shep to the rescue.
In the fucking trash can.
If he was cool, if he was cool like Luke Cage, though, he'd squish it up, right?
He's no Luke Cage, that's for sure. Luke Cage would have definitely fucked Jenny Wilcox.
That's true. And then acted all emo about it. So, like, Hogan had sneakers on before.
Uh-huh.
So why is he running in these big construction boots? Fucking Timberlands. Can you explain me that?
That was his night outfit. He was going clubbing initially, and then he had to do the crime stopping, so he wasn't expecting to run.
Yeah, he was jogging. He's, like, going for a jog. Watch. Why would you have an alarm system in, like, with an open car like that? Anyone could just rip it out or smash it.
is that a sentient car?
Yeah, it was a talking, it was like a talking alarm. It's like aware of itself. See, look, he's still running.
That's a movie of itself. I think maybe that's just how he, like, gets around.
Now, if I were to tell you this Mayan was Eric Bischoff, would you believe me?
Yes, because he's annoying.
I always thought it was, but it's not. But it looks like him.
The hair. Eric's bigger, though.
Yeah.
Stockier.
Well, not at that point, though.
No?
He's kind of thin. So, Shep thought he was in a force field. I would like to think he'd be knocked out cold from a punch from Shep.
Oh,
from
for
what
sure,
we've learned about
yeah.
Shep's strength.
That mime could take a hit.
He ain't miming anymore. I wonder how Kizer Lloyd's keeping up with him as well, by the way.
Well, he's probably wearing sneakers.
That's true. Tennis shoes. Perhaps.
I love the shirt tucked in with the belt.
I was going to ask you if you like that cutoff shirt.
It's wonderful. If you have muscles like that, you pretty much have to have a cutoff shirt.
That's true. Yeah, I'm going to have to get a few.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Whatever. That's a very secretive code right there. Yellow, red, blue. Everything turns on.
Bop it.
It's like Simon.
I do like the design of that ship, though.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
It was definitely left over from some other movie, and they just brought it over for this one. I feel like Hogan's hair is at like a real long point here as well. I don't know if he's got extensions in. Because in 1990, it was shorter.
Why would you extend the mullet and not cover up the bald spot?
Well, because that's his look. You got to know it's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
If he has full hair, how are you going to know it's him?
No clue. The handlebar mustache or whatever. What's that shape of his mustache?
It's like a Fu Manchu, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not a
you go with
Van Dyke.
Look.
Von Dyke, oh, the fuck the other one. That's the goatee, right?
Have you ever tried to grow that out? The Hulk stash?
No, I'm not stupid like Scott. No, Scott actually did
Is
a good
what
one.
Scott has?
When we went, no, but he did. When we did our Mega Powers Bear Pong, he grew it out. He did a pretty good job.
Well, that's commitment.
Yeah. So, like, Christopher Lloyd, the nerd, is just, like, marking out right now. At this
well, sure.
I think it's good at showcasing him as, like, a character as well, that this is when he's not afraid, is that he's into all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. The caption said, Spacey Blast.
You want to give Jenny Wilcox a Spacey Blast?
Right in the face.
This kid is extremely 90s as well.
Out. Did you have that haircut that little kid has?
That one I did not have.
Oh. Little spiky part.
So I did do spikes for a while.
Mm.
No, like
How'd
that,
you keep the spikes up? Gel?
And hairspray.
And hairspray.
It was like a comb, gel, comb, spray.
Aquanet?
No.
No.
Something else that killed the ozone,
like
I'm sure.
Like a hairspray?
Something else that killed global warming or caused global warming. But it is cold outside today, so we know that's fake.
Definitely fake.
So there you go. Hulk saved the galaxy.
Again?
What game?
Those are a lot of little children in this arcade late at night.
Yeah, are I can't. You have a commercial here?
No. Yes,
okay.
I do.
I can't tell what time of night it is. Like, I think it's just maybe gotten a little dark, but it's only like maybe 8 o'clock.
Still, they look sort of young.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a Friday night.
You could just agree with my comment at some
point. It's the 90s. I feel like in the 90s, everything went. You could stay out later.
Yeah. Banging strippers and hoes.
Parents didn't care.
Yep.
By the way,
this guy's still working.
The other good part about this movie is that it's a crisp 90 minutes, in and out.
Oh, yeah.
No bullshit.
I like to get in and out in 90 minutes.
Mm, or 90 seconds.
Well, that too.
Bischoff,
take what I can get.
Bischoff right back at it.
Tell me he learns how to fly this thing and goes into space.
No. But I want to know, like, where Bischoff is. Who's he performing for? Like, he's in an alley at night. Like, what's he doing? Go to that town center we saw earlier.
They kicked him out of there, probably.
Maybe go punch in the face there, too.
Mm-hmm. I like this Thanos gauntlet thing that he's got. The Infinity Stones in it.
So I guess he went back here. I don't know what any of that means. But I guess he went back here to hide his gear. Or this is like additional gear, I guess. That's an odd subtitle. Bang. It was not a bang. It was like a twinge.
I'm assuming that they didn't put much effort into subtitling this movie. Not really a priority.
They just had the guy working late at night doing it.
Yes.
3 a.m.
So I said, Spacey Blast.
So he smashes poor camera, though, Charlie, with his giant glove.
That looks pretty cool.
He's just marking out big time here.
Yeah.
Here we go. See, we got rape. It's a horror movie. Just like a... time to
they
kill.
Ain't raping her, they're just manhandling her.
They're trying to. They're just not very good at it.
No.
You think she's like waiting for David Silver to save her? I'm in here, Dave!
Oh, shit.
Here comes Chuck.
So now he's confident, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
He figured out that suit pretty quickly.
Well, like you said, he's a nerd.
He is a nerd.
He didn't know it was bulletproof, apparently, though.
Nope.
He looked a little freaked out.
This guy should have shot him in the face. They never think to do that, huh?
No, they never do. Never a headshot.
It's like in Dumb and Dumber is the only time they actually call it out, right? When they shoot him in the vest, and she's like, what if they shot him in the face?
That was the risk we were willing to take. I wish I had an excuse to watch Dumb and Dumber on this show. I guess I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to. But...
We're doing Suburban Commando. I think.
Hey, you've made your case as this being horrible.
There are. You'll see. It's coming.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's an odd choice.
Yeah.
Of music.
And also everything else about that shot.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. She's like, do you want me to blow you?
He's like, I got this cod piece, this blinking cod piece on. I don't know how to take this off.
If I could remove this, you could touch my balls. But he left his gun behind. What do you think this giant
is
spider?
This Undertaker?
Yes, it is the Undertaker.
Oh, yes, got it. I saw his face good that time.
So he hadn't even debuted in WWF when this was filmed. He had signed, but...
What about the other guy?
Nah, he's not anyone, I don't think. Tony Longo. Knuckles and Hutch are their names, by the way.
He has some epic hair.
So he's in... he's dead. He died in 2015. Tony Longo. But he was in a decent amount of TV shows. Perfect Strangers, Facts of Life, Laverne and Shirley. He's also been in 16 Candles, Angels in the Outfield, Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas.
Decent.
Pound Puppies and The Legend of Big Paw.
My Jesus. I swear you lost me.
Did you ever have a pound puppy?
Yes, I did.
I did too. I also had a Care Bear that my daughter now sleeps with.
What color is it?
It's orangish.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's completely faded and like been sewn up a million times.
Do you have a bunch of toys from your childhood?
Just a few. I have all my wrestling figures still. And then like some, my Hess trucks. I gave those to my son. Two of them already broken. my starting lineup baseball guys. I gave to him. There's a lot of stuff still my parents too, like games and stuff. But I had like my brother. I had he's like 6 years older than me.
Sorry.
Just after the cat flying in there?
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
By the way, I still think of the scene when I... whenever I check fruit at the market, I think of the scene.
Yeah.
It's like embedded in my skull. You have to be choosy.
Banana slices.
So it must have been a chilly day in California.
Mmm. Yeah, she's bundled up. She's not sweating, though.
Banana mints?
Oh, shit.
I found a good one.
This fucking mime. This guy's the MVP of this movie. I'm sorry.
He's definitely working the hardest.
He is. He's like, oh, God. Amazing that he was still working.
He's got this bandage. Was his chin bleeding? Like, what's... Like, he's got, like, a bloody bandage under his chin. That's an awful small club, by the way.
Well,
Mesa's from
it's
the outside.
Small town, so...
Yeah. It's in the middle of nowhere, too. Like, where was this fucking place?
That's where they had 90s raves.
Yeah. It's the one that Steve Sanders burned down.
Yeah.
So, anyway, his brother had given me, like, a bunch of his G.I. Joe and Star Wars stuff. But, like, I never... I don't know if we kept it. Like, I don't know what happened to it all. Like, I had the Millennium Falcon. I had, like, everything that I used. But it was in a big box under my parents' pool table. I don't know whatever happened to it.
It's probably over there still.
No, I think that stuff's gone. Too bad. So something's afoot. You can tell. And here we go. Storming into...
Oh, shit.
Mr. Wilcox.
She ain't having none of his shit.
She ain't backing down.
Mm-mm. She kind of likes it, I think.
She's an alpha woman.
Mm-hmm. It's the zebra stripes that let you know that.
You think so?
This bitch should get a raise.
It's here. He's the best improv guy ever. Adrian T. fucking Belts.
Yeah, Marge.
Save it for your lunch hour, bitch. So, they got a big party later for their Japanese friends, and they want to impress them with the finished blueprints by tonight.
Let me guess. He's going to stand up for himself.
He's come a motorboat. So Larry Miller was
this guy's like you trying to talk us into shit like the Christmas special and shit.
I don't remember how to talk you into anything. I'm pretty much just who's signing up. But I do see a lot of similarities between me and Adrian.
Yeah.
That's why I like him so much.
Apparently.
Look at him, he's sweating again. Stop sweating.
Well, Hulk Hogan's like grabbing him all up in his face. Oh, this bitch got a gun.
I'm starting to think we're in Arizona. Arizona is a much gun-friendlier state than California.
That's true.
You're going, buddy. No deadline for you.
This is very entertaining, I will say.
Told you. It's good stuff. It's better than watching Raw right now. Charlie's such a pussy, he couldn't even get the door unlocked.
Well, now I ain't got a fucking door.
Nope, that's what you get for being a pussy. Car sucks anyway, Charlie, so I can make it that much worse.
I really want to know what kind of car this is.
I don't know, but poor Hulk is crammed into it.
Yep.
I feel like they picked this car just so they could... Look at... He is really sweating now. I feel like they picked this car just so they could both be look like ridiculous squeezed into it.
You're obsessed with people's bodily fluids in this movie.
Not just in this movie.
Just in general?
Yes, overall.
All right.
I'm very into secretion.
Hot.
All right. Here we go. Pulling into the warehouse. Were you surprised Charlie remembers where the warehouse was?
Yeah. But he did have to walk there, so...
True.
Plus, he found, like, all that alien tech there. I probably wouldn't forget that shit either.
That's true.
What?
Yeah, but he's not going to the other warehouse. He's the one next door. Remember, because he saw it through the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how Hulk just... That's a great
knows science-y
Shut
stuff.
Shut up. No, I like how he just is like alternates between being friendly to Charlie and hating him. That's a great shut up line right there, though. Why don't we just use this? Why don't we use this in the first place? Shut up. Come on, Charlie.
How is he not falling out of the car?
He's got the seatbelt on. So you know it works. Actually, no, is he not wearing it? Does he have it?
He's not.
Oh, no, Ford. It's a Ford.
A Ford.
All right, we got to narrow down a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of Buicks on the road. And
Ford.
Ford shitbox. The fucking windshield
wipers. I feel
wipers.
Like I should know this.
I love how the windshield wipers are on. This is also a great use of music, by the way. They play Jingle Bells.
They just, like, sprayed some white paint on this guy. They're like, just stand here.
Don't fucking move.
You're frozen.
Is that what you think it is, or do you think they actually did, like, are they, like, dummies?
No, I think that's a real dude.
I mean, they're all standing real still.
Yeah, they look real.
I mean, look real, but I feel like it's not realistic to stand that still.
Yeah. That's movie magic, baby.
Yeah, you think they just froze the frames?
Yeah. As talented extras.
Speaking of extras secretion, they just doing. Have it all over them.
That's what that looks like. Somebody used a cum gun on these folks.
And it dried. Like, it's not. Yes. They didn't wipe it
and
off.
That's why they're all stiff. Right?
They did not shower quick enough. These fucking guys. Slippery Pete is what I'm going to pretend his name is. This fucking guy's sweating too.
I love his hat. Those hats are awesome.
Here we go. Shep is not happy.
Oh, shit.
This is, like, some of the greatest parts in the movie in the scene here. The fucking German back suplex on the desk.
Oh, nice.
Fucking Charlie, you idiot.
What's he gonna do?
Charlie, a pussy.
Holy shit, I like this fight. I got blasted in the face.
This is a great gag right here, though.
What the shit?
Antifreeze! Oh gosh, she's taking it right in the mouth, that one. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Antifreeze is great.
It got me. It got me.
Uh-oh, look who found him. Undertaker and Paul Bearer have arrived.
How does Undertaker look smaller? Like, not as tall.
Yeah. I think he's just... We haven't really seen a full angle of him. Shep and Chuck. Antifreeze. It's a hell of a scar.
Yeah, it is. Dude. That dude's so ugly.
How does he know how to drive a car? I guess it's like a spaceship. And how does he know where to go? Explain these things to me!
Hey, you're the expert in this movie.
I know. You're an expert in movies.
Yes.
I guess he's a super smart and sophisticated.
Right, he's an alien. He knows things. Well, he's a soldier, warrior, whatever, so they right. pick up on things like that.
See, if I were Charlie, I'd at least take the tie and the coat off, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he's had time to really think through the wardrobe at this point.
Well, I mean, as I'm running in the bank, I may just, like, loosen the tie, you know?
Like Superman?
Breathe a little bit.
And he just defrosted, I guess?
Yeah, he's got a bad headache, just like Shep said he would. That's it.
So now he's got to save the Earthlings, I guess, right?
He never wanted to be there.
Okay.
Now he's going to save Earth. Charlie is not understanding.
Yeah, here comes some expository dialogue.
Yeah, so Suter died. His loyal minions are still after him for revenge.
Yeah, where's he from? Does it ever say?
I don't think so.
So we need an origin movie.
Oh, yes, please.
You think Hulk would do that at this point?
I think he'd do anything, yeah. Yeah. He's from the racist planet of Zion.
I bet a lot of people would watch that. Is this like a universally beloved movie?
No,
like,
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe.
Like, even amongst wrestling fans?
No, I don't know. Hogan's weird. He's, like, so divisive. He's a shit actor. I just like it because it's so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's a fun movie.
You like it despite him?
No, he's fine in it. Like, I think it's, like, his best acted movie. I mean, maybe No Holds Barred, but it's up. Those two are his best ones. These fucking dudes are not happy. Shot up a surfing burger. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see the prices, could you? I was curious. RC must have really sponsored the show, this thing. They're like everywhere. Shut up.
Vertical glass. So he's just going to leave now.
That was like such a, well, ship, goodbye.
Yep. See you later, space guy. Oh, shit.
Not anymore.
Mm-mm. See, like in movies, I like practical effects, and that's why I think I like cheesy movies, because usually it's not CGI, it's like a real thing that they have to set up and blow up, and I think that's what appeals to me about cheesy movies like this.
Yeah, no, I agree. Sue can take two direct hits.
Just like Jenny Wilcox.
Fucking Charlie, what a douche. I'm just your landlord. I bring you an extra bar of soap when you need it. It's your fucking fault, big guy.
It's not really his fault. I mean...
Yeah, he shot the weapons.
Well, he didn't know. He was trying to help somebody. See, he's standing up for himself, so that's good.
What kind of man are you anyway? This is an impassioned moment for Christopher Lloyd here.
It is.
Here comes the most iconic line of this movie is coming up right here. I was frozen today. That's pretty much the line everyone remembers when you bring this movie up. Christ. I hope you start using that in your everyday thing when you're like frustrated about something or aggravated. Mm-hmm. I was frozen today.
I actually like this scene quite a bit.
Are you going to break?
Yep.
Okay.
Commercial here.
All right. So how are you feeling headed into the third act here?
I'm unexpectedly into it, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. I told you, you know what? It's the actors. Like, it's a decent cast, so it's like you kind of get sucked in because they're actually trying. Like, I feel like they're not half-assing it. Like, do you feel like they're name actors, but they're not? Like, do you feel like Christopher Lloyd's mailing this one in?
No, not at all, especially in that last scene.
No.
He really brought it. And it moves along. Like, it's very just fast-paced, and you just kind of get swept up in it.
Yeah, there's no long fucking dragging Mm-mm. scenes at all.
No, everything
like we're already
just
at the party.
Goes. Yeah.
Here comes Hulk in his tuxedo.
This poor valet guy. I gotta drive this piece of shit. Oh, he's in a tux now.
Oh yeah, he's fancy. Ooh. Oh, there she is. Is Marge. Was it really the other day? I thought it was the same day because he had the parties tonight.
Yeah, it is the same day.
Stupid Marge. Football. I can drive a car and I know about Earth, but what's football?
She is totally into him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She is ovulating for him.
Yep, for sure.
Those eggs won his sperm.
I think she might be past her prime when it comes to that.
You think so? I don't think she's that old.
Looks kind of older.
Let me see.
Why are you always trying to get pregnant when you want to have sex? It's just, you know, you can just... A woman can want to have sex without making a baby.
Yeah, but what gets them really horny is when they're ovulating.
But not necessarily always.
I didn't say always. I said it does.
Mm.
Anyway, she's married to Michael Haas since September 1st, 1997.
Mm.
That's her second marriage. Bruce Pahomick was her first. Doesn't say when she was born. And she doesn't have... Let me see if she has a wiki page.
Why don't you use your wiki knowledge to find out what kind of car that is?
She's not... She doesn't have a wiki page, and IMDb doesn't have birth dates.
Well, she doesn't exist then, clearly.
She has to!
Mm-mm. Mm. She just exists for this, and that's all.
Joanne Deering. Tell me how old you are, my dear.
She I like a, this team up.
She has a Facebook page.
You're at Tim Capel level stalking now.
I'll have to have him just look it for me. I'm not as good as him.
Mm-mm.
This is going to be her. Yep, from Kenosha, Las Vegas. She's definitely aged. Still married, though. Good for her. When's your birthday? Should I message her? We're watching Suburban Commando.
Yeah, please do.
I'd like to know.
Hold God, you. Please do.
Mail to send her the link of this when it's over. Listen to this and answer us.
Tell me how old you are.
Oh, good. She likes Donald Trump is not my president, so there you go.
I like this ship, too. I like how it lands like a bug.
All right, so it looks like a giant ant.
Yep.
So look at these. This is a Simeon Crystal. I like how the Japanese people just hate Adrian Peebles.
Yeah, just, yeah, no.
This is Zukaki. How much do you think it, like they had to fight back calling him Bukaki?
A lot.
Charlie is now feeling his oats now. He's getting a little ballsier.
Good.
It's fucking Adrian Belts. What a name. I should use that as a name for, like, stage name for podcasts.
You should.
Adrian T. Belts.
Some people are into belts.
Yeah? For what?
Just various things.
Wearing them?
Yeah. Among that, yeah.
Striking people with it?
Mm-hmm.
Why does Marge care about these crystals so much? Get out of the way. Go bang Hulk.
This lady's on the ball. She's like, keep an eye out on shit.
Yeah, she did not
with her gold out. Dress.
I feel like I'm ahead of you.
No?
What do you have right now?
103.23?
Yeah, I'm at 103.32. Hang on, I'll wait. What are you at now?
103.31.
Okay.
36.
Yeah, all right. We're about right on. Is he bending the bar right now?
Yes.
Okay. We're even for the final minutes here.
Oh, shit.
Are you sad that it's taken you this many years to see this movie?
Sad? No.
Embarrassed?
No.
They've never seen Hulk Hogan fold a metal bar into a bunny rabbit?
Into a rabbit. Are you sad and embarrassed about all the movies you haven't seen yet?
Yes.
Yes, you should be.
But I've seen this way more times than any human should have.
Yeah, you could have been watching like superhero movies. And.
All right, I'm starting to.
Mm-hmm.
This is a superhero movie, by the way.
You told me it was a horror comedy movie.
It is. It's like both.
Uh-huh.
It's like that. Aren't they doing like a Superman that's going to be a horror?
A what now?
Are they doing like a Superman origin movie that's like going to be like a horror movie?
Not that I'm aware of.
No?
Mm-mm.
Am I up on
that? That sounds like fake news.
Mm-mm. I'm going to find it out right now. The trailer for a horror movie Brightburn is Superman Meets the Omen.
What?
It's a Superman horror movie.
Okay. Camel breath. Jesus. I like this part.
Undertaker flying up to the building?
Yeah.
See, Hogan knows how to use a little handkerchief when he's sweating. That was like, I love him diving on him. That's like such a weird look for this giant man.
I really like all the hand-to-hand combat in this movie.
There is a lot of fighting. There's also a lot of semen.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And a lot of getting
reason why I like it.
Frozen today. Yeah, they're really going at it now. This is
mm-hmm.
Undertaker still. How many floors is this fucking
right.
building? And he ends up. He's in the, there's a man in the woman's bathroom. Dusty Rhodes infamously said. Tony, the fight in the women's bathroom.
He likes to watch pee, I think.
There's a man in the ladies' room. Are you into pee porn?
I mean, I'm not against it.
Hmm. You sing their remix to Ignition while you're watching someone pee on someone else?
I mean, sometimes.
Hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. And non-Undertaker guy just got crushed by an elevator.
Oh, he bleeds human blood, too. For an alien. Oh, that was funny.
You're a dead man, Ramsey. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, as far as end of movie fights, big fights go.
Yeah, it's not bad. Oh, okay. Here we go. This part.
A little much that he's doing the loop-de-loops.
It was feeling real gritty and like, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's.
You don't like the
silly.
Like, classical music that's playing behind it?
He really needs to work on his one-liners.
You didn't like No One of You Guys Didn't Talk?
No, that was okay, but Game Over You Lose was not great.
Oh. Well, it's the callback to the video game from earlier, maybe.
Yeah, no, but.
The Tar Pits. All right, so where are the Tar Pits? Is that California?
Yes, La Brea.
Oh, okay.
In L.A.
All right, so that's where we are.
Sweet.
I love that computer. That was so cutting edge in that new one.
Yeah, for real.
When did you get your first computer?
Oh, geez. I would say probably like freshman or sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Because me and my brother used to fight over it nonstop.
Yeah, about the same for me. It was like 95. I know freshman year of high school, I typed papers on a typewriter. I know that. That's how my generation is like the best, because I've had both. I had the old school way, and I got all the technology.
Yeah, so. I took a class that was called keyboarding.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You would do like typewriter and then eventually keyboard computers.
Fucking typewriter. What a pain in the ass. My mom's a secretary. She's been at the same job for like 40 something years. So she would help me with the typewriter stuff a lot, and she could type so fast.
I would always, you know, like you would fuck up and then you would have like the little corrector tape thing.
Yes.
And we would always be out of that shit.
Yeah. So, just have to restart.
Yeah. Just have to like white it out and then go back.
It's ridiculous.
I could never get shit to line up right. It was a pain in the ass.
I think I had a Compaq. We bought it at CompUSA.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom's friend's son actually built us our second one. I think he was, like, in high school still. He built the computer.
So a custom one.
Yeah, so I had that. That was my second one. And I think I had that for a while. The Compaq I had was one of those ones that was the giant monitor all in one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, and then I had that other one, I think. And maybe one last one eventually. But I had that custom one for a while.
I remember I found my brother's nudie mags stash under his mattress, and he had like printed out porn pictures on there.
That's a dedication.
I'm like, you wasted all the ink printing out these porn pictures, and then you hid them under your mattress.
All right, we got stuff going on here now. Mystery man has entered the house.
Uh oh.
You think it's the colonel? Coming over for a late night drunken bang.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see that.
Stumbling over, looking for some olive oil. Got our hankering for some.
Some Wilcox.
I was trying to put together some kind of olive oil. Yeah, Jenny says beer. I didn't try any, but.
Why?
Because I didn't buy it. Here he is. He's alive, General Suter. This fucking guy lived for this role. He's definitely like a classically trained like theater guy, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell by the way he's carrying himself. Enunciating every word.
Yes, he should have been doing Shakespeare, but instead this is what he's doing.
This is Shakespeare.
All right.
It's basically Othello, right?
It's Shakespearean superhero comedy horror.
I gotta ask Aaron. Yes, Aaron, what a Shakespeare it is.
Is that what Aaron does?
Not all Shakespeare, but he knows a lot of it. Wait, so I thought he thought he was leaving. Now he's like perfect timing.
Uh-oh.
I do. Hulk looks very scared.
He does.
Have you ever been inside a gunnery bubble?
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you ever ingested a gunnery bubble? And this cat and mouse game grows tiresome, Ramsay. Who's your favorite character so far?
The mime.
Who's your second favorite character?
Jenny Wilcox. No, I like the secretary a lot.
She's pretty good.
I like Charlie.
You don't like Suter?
Suter's pretty good. He hasn't been in it much.
No, I know. Sit down,
Chuck.
Oh,
shit.
Bitch.
So he's forced to care about these earthlings now.
He's got to decide.
Mm-hmm.
It's all your fault, Chuck. You can watch
but
your
like,
daughter
get shot. But, why is it a decision anyway? Because isn't that what he does, is save people?
Correct.
Yeah.
He's just trying to make them think. Inside his head.
Ah. I love that computer board. I think they did steal that from
you think
Back
so?
To the Future. Yeah, for sure.
You think it was just in Christopher Lloyd's trunk when he pulled
probably,
up to the chute?
Yeah, he's like, I had this laying around. Y'all should probably use this.
That's the best prop we got.
That and the cum gun.
You think the cum gun ate celery so it tasted better?
Is that what happens? You eat celery and it tastes
You never
better?
Heard that?
No.
I don't know if it's a urban tale or what.
That doesn't make sense because celery doesn't taste good.
I know, but it's supposed to make your semen taste better.
Why can't you eat chocolate cake and make it taste better?
I mean, I'm guessing it tastes the same either way. I'm going to look this up during this final fight.
Please put that on your Google search history.
Celery make your sperm taste good. It's the third one. There are a few things you can eat and drink to smell and taste better. According to the Kinsey Institute, fruit, citrus, bananas, and papayas, spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, peppermint, and others, parsley, wheatgrass, and celery up the flavor of semen.
What are those, or any of those in your regular diet?
Water helps as well. So this is TinaMarieBernard.com. Water, pineapple, cinnamon, celery, poultry. Poultry includes chicken, duck, turkey, etc. It's considered to be a superfood to make your cum taste better.
Do you eat a lot of pineapple?
Red meat and fish can make your semen taste buttery. Steak makes your sperm strong but salty. I have to try
it's
these
like
out.
Your balls.
I have to try these out.
What are
out.
We doing?
I'm going to go eat some pineapple. I'll be right back. All right, so Charlie drove his family to safety. And Suter is now taking target practice. A Shep, but here comes Chuck for the save.
It is shitty ass car. This car is my favorite character. 100%.
I mean, it really is a character in the movie. You're right.
It certainly is. It's been in like every other scene. Christopher Lloyd's like, I don't do a movie unless there's a car as a main character in the movie.
Right?
And it's still driving me crazy that I don't know what kind of car that is.
It's still crazy that that car's driving still.
To me!
All right, here comes like the most horror part of this movie.
Okay, all right. Oh, shit.
So this alien has actual working testicles and penis.
It might be his brain. On his body. Oh, yeah. See, we need more of this in the movie. This is great.
I told you, see? This is like monster stuff here, alien stuff.
But there's right? just not enough of it. Oh, that's awesome!
Am I vindicated?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, it's the worst part of the movie because it's super scary, but...
Are you scared right now?
No, I'm okay with this one. Okay. I'm actually surprised I was okay with this part as like a kid, though.
I love this suit. Whatever they're doing.
He's got some pretty nice abs in it.
Yeah, and ass too.
Yeah. Nice ass. That is a that bottom girl right there. So, did you think the other fight was our last fight? Or did you know something else was coming?
No, I figured there. Yeah. Once Suter showed up, you gotta have a fight.
Well, I meant even before Suter.
No.
This thing is pretty gross.
No, he looks great.
About to get electrocuted.
That's awesome. Like oh, and there's disco music now.
Yeah, he powered up the building.
That's awesome.
I like that you can see like the...
What a song to die to.
Do you want to party? I love the, like, you can see, like, the thin electroshock lines, like, zapping off of them.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, that looks great.
This disco will never be discoed in again.
Nope.
Come the cops. How do you explain this one? Well!
Well, what had happened was there was this cum gun, and then I could use that to put the fire out.
So, like, what did they tell the cops when they went?
It probably just made up some shit. Like, my husband got kidnapped.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, that's the one thing we don't really see with this. We don't see, like, the fallout of the investigation. Like, they just take Hulk's word for it.
He probably has one of those little memory blinker flasher things, and he just erases all their memories.
Or maybe he just, like, recorded it all and can, like, hologram it to them.
Yeah.
So, but Charlie ended up being the bravest of them all.
Mm-hmm. You're the greatest.
This fucking guy is still entertaining.
Yep. He's the greatest. Who's your favorite character?
It's Adrian T. Belt. It's not even close.
Because he's you.
Oh, he's so great. Look at him with that fucking cummerbund. Bukkake's about to take his business elsewhere.
Finally, he tells him to go fuck himself, I hope.
There it is.
Oof.
That's it. Finally standing up for himself, Charlie. See the impact? See, they each impacted each other's lives, right? Hulk learned how to care about humans.
And then this guy just quit his job, so.
Well, he'll go design elsewhere.
He'll go design spaceships and cum guns now.
He's gray hair belts. Oh, wait, did they already have that part? Oh, maybe it was earlier and I missed it. When he's trying to describe because he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's like, and we're going to have this many floors and this is a ceiling and what else do you need to like hold those up? Walls.
This outfit on Hulk Grant now is extra.
Pure 90. Here we go. Kid from the arcade. All the kids coming.
What are those pants called?
Z Cavaricci. Oh, Zubaz?
Zubaz, yeah. Did you have any of those?
I never had Zubaz. I don't think I had Z Cavaricci jeans either.
Would you wear a lot of sweatpants?
I did wear sweatpants a lot. Sweatpants and mom jeans.
Nice.
And shorts.
I'd store up pants.
Yeah.
And jelly shoes.
Even like the sneakers I had were... My mom's not exactly a fashionista, so I was never really dressed... I mean, I was dressed competently, but not... I was never exactly cutting edge of fashion.
Not like now. A lot of Yankees shirts and...
Oh, yeah, a lot of sports.
Wrestling shirts.
A lot of sports memorabilia. No, I actually didn't have a ton of wrestling shirts until later, a little bit later on. There you go. Hulk gave him a super souped-up skateboard. He's atoning for all his wrongs. I feel like this girl went on to be someone.
She does look familiar.
She must have been like in Kindergarten Cop or some shit.
All these kids were in the same damn movies.
Kids and elderly people. They all made the rounds.
No, you know who that looks like?
Who?
It looks like...
How about the rag doll they threw through the air? Who did that look like?
What's her name? That was on Mad Men. Elizabeth something.
Berkeley?
No.
I never watched Mad Men.
Oh, you should. It's awesome.
I debated it as a gym show, but I don't know if it was like too slow.
Well, there's a lot of fucking, and there's a lot of drinking. And okay. So...
Maybe I should watch it. I got to do all these Marvel shows now, so forget it. It's going to be a while. Here we go. Marge is getting on the spaceship.
Hachi machi.
Charlie's like, you fucking cad, you. Look at you, huh? I mean this went over the course of like 3 days, like best friends.
Yeah, well they had an experience.
I guess,
you know?
They did, yeah, they did.
Like you know,
New Orleans
people that go to things and have experiences. Yes. In places
you can say it.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Charlie. I'm gonna go fuck your secretary now.
In zero G.
I'm gonna use my cum gun on her. I like how he had to put the headband on to get back on the spaceship. Yeah. He could have waited. I think they actually at least made the girl kind of fashionable here.
think so. What's fashionable about her?
In the 91 time frame? Like the baggy sweatshirt. Look, it's a
Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Beverly Hills baggy sweatshirt. The
definitely had that hair.
Tight jeans, the tucked under the tongue of the sneakers. Oh, they're taking the bad guy's ship. What a move. That's a power move right there. And they're gone.
Nice.
I guess Marge had no family to care about. It's like a fucking
eye. Oh, okay. Now we're going to see what happens in this fucking car again.
Just burn up. I'll tell you, this thing is fucking durable.
It's a transformer at this point.
I don't see the lady in the convertible. Is she there? And they went through all the trouble of having her the other two times.
Yeah.
And here's the grand finale money shot.
Oh my god.
That seems pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it does.
And illegal. So the sequel will be Charlie in jail for blowing up shit.
Yes. Yes. I have wanted to, like, blow up shit in traffic before, though.
Oh, there's a convertible. Yeah, a lot of cunts.
Yeah, cunts, robbers everywhere.
Dun, 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 dun. It's kind of an odd song to end with.
It kind of is.
Jenny Wilcox. All right, so Margie is Joanne Dearing. Who else were we trying to figure out? Let's see if they show
the
little girl.
Yeah. Elizabeth something.
All right, let's see what they call her. Yamakawa Suzuki. Teeth. I don't know who that is. Official lady. Girl. Oh, no,
girl,
a hooker.
A.K.A. hooker.
That's not little girl. Elizabeth Moss.
Yes.
You nailed it.
Called it.
Wow. That's a pretty big one right there, right?
Yeah. All right. So we have watched this and...
What'd you think?
I mean, I liked it. It was fun. I will say that.
Would you watch it again?
I'm not sure. I think your horror leg is a little shaky to stand on, but...
That thing was scary.
Okay.
It's like a low-level horror movie. Like, if you're 10 and you're going to watch this Hulk Hogan movie, and that thing fucking pops out...
All right.
Like, I wouldn't show this to my kids, because they'd be having nightmares. Not that part.
Really?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Well, my daughter's freaked out by Ursula. You want me to show her this fucking alien with the abs and the big penis?
Well, Ursula's scarier, in my opinion. Yeah. But...
Anyway.
I really liked it. It does kind of lend itself to that drive-in feel because it's sort of sci-fi, too, right. And a lot of sci-fi movies were at the drive-in. It's kind of like B-movies. So I'm going to call it suitable for our theme here.
Okay, very good. It's a movie close to my heart. Like I said, I've watched it a million times. I'll watch it a million more, I'm sure. It's an easy watch. Like, it breezed by. Like, I didn't feel like it was dragging at all.
Fun and not boring at all. And, you know, lots of laughs.
Although I am getting into this rut of shitty movies for podcasts now. I've watched New Year's Eve.
Yes.
I've watched the Jesse Ventura movie. And now this.
Is that your new gimmick now?
I guess so. I guess that's where I'm at.
Well, tell me your thoughts on the JFK assassination. You believe that?
I'm not going to get into that again.
Damn it.
Tell me all your thoughts.
There definitely was another shooter, for sure.
Suter?
And I think it was probably Jesse Ventura.
You don't think it was General Suter with the cum gun?
It might have been. Rams. But
you know, he was like Kennedy. would you be thrilled if that was your last legacy? Like, this is the last thing you filmed as an actor before you died?
No, absolutely not.
You'd be sad?
A little bit sad, yeah. What about you?
I'd be okay. And I think he went out with a bang.
Yeah. Well.
So he has a decent background. He's an American stage director, founder of the American Conservatory Theater. Awarded the Drama Desk Vernon Rice Award for his production of Chekhov's Ivanov. Was it nominated for a Tony?
Well, then.
The New York City Opera?
You got to wonder how much they paid him.
You wrote a book?
This stuff.
A sense
I like
of,
this song, though.
A sense of direction, song? Some observations on the art of directing. I'm going to buy that for Aaron.
Yes, do that.
Then he appeared in Suburban Commando, has a non-speaking cameo in Foul Play. I don't know what the song was. I don't listen to it. I usually turn it off by now.
Oh, I'm rolling with the song that they've got going on here.
Yeah. Well, there you go. William Ball. It's the man.
All right. Is there anything that you want to talk about or plug now that we're done with this?
Sure. I mentioned the newest No Holds Barred. Aaron and I did watch, it was Aaron's birthday episode. And as a treat, we watched the Jesse Ventura movie from 1999 that aired on NBC. It's a fantastic shit show. Check that out. We also talked Kennedy assassination, yeah, politics, and much more. So peep that. Place to Be podcast dropped last week with, who the fuck was that? Ryan Everett. We did the December 88 MSG. We have a new one coming next week, depending on, I guess, when this drops. But next week we'll have Peter Winson looking at the Saturday Night's Main Event from January 89.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling Warzone. There's rumors hot burn right now that a new one will be coming. You can check that out. Direct you to our message board, bigelow34.proboards.com, to join in our 1996 project. Are you participating in that?
I am, yes.
Yeah, you're doing a nice job as a, in your infancy as a wrestling reviewer.
Well, I mean, it's probably pretty rough, but, you know, I'm doing it.
Oh, no, you're better.
Giving it the old Pro Boards try from 1996.
No, message boards aren't really quite around in 96.
Yeah, no, I'm just fucking with you.
More like 06.
Close enough.
Yeah. So that Twitter, place number 2B Nation, Facebook.com/Place2B Nation, Instagram. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So I decided that there needed to be a female presence on Place to Be socially. So I was like, hey, can I do this? And you guys were like, yeah. So all of a sudden, I'm taking over the Instagram account, Place to Be Nation. On Instagram, so follow us there. I'm Jenny Cruz 2814 on Twitter. You can tweet me there about how this is not a horror movie, but you still love it anyway. And Geek and Sassy will be recording soon. Ooh. Talking Pop will be recording soon, and I think that's all I've got.
Really?
Should be enough.
That's a light month for you.
I know it is, right? A light month, low flow month.
I just, oh, that's good. I just rated this 5 stars, by the way. So.
Okay.
I hope you're going to do the same on Voodoo. I asked you to rate it.
Of course. Okay. Of course I am. All right. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with me.
Yeah, I had a blast. If we can find another non-scary, non-horror movie that we can watch, I'm in.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Thanks.
I was frozen today!